this episode, we mention being buried alive, dying by fire, dying by drowning, and child death from an allergic reaction. Yes, this episode is a lighthearted romp. Actually, it is. These things are just brought up because of dreams that we had or past life regressions that we are discussing. Oops, I also forgot we mentioned a dream of a car crash. So, trigger warning for those who need it. Also, we swear a little bit.
And I'm like, you need to mind your business.
Mind your damn business. I'm just sending Greg a text to tell him that Gracie's asking me to go outside. I don't know why she's asking me. He's sitting up there playing a video game. He can
it's
let her
like
outside.
It's like children. Jordan, ask, the other night, was literally sitting next to John. I was in the kitchen doing something. And he calls, Mama! And John is like, I am right fucking here.
Interesting. So.
Anyways.
Yeah. I'm fine. I came home today and the dogs didn't even notice that I was gone. I was like, there was nobody at the door. I'm like, is everybody upstairs dead or something? What's going on?
I mean, I texted. I would expect that from Fozzie, but not from Gracie.
Gracie,
and definitely not Vivi.
Yeah. Let's start.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Log in.
I keep forgetting.
Not log in, but start. Okay. So that could be our cold open.
Amy, AP's just sitting there like, she is. Who put a corner in her?
That's okay. Okay, so welcome everybody to our sideshow. This would be number 10, I believe. And we've already been chatting a little bit because we just started blabbing without actually, signing in.
It's so, honestly like we never talk and we talk.
Well, we text all the time, but we don't see each other that much in person, and we only record every 2 weeks now. So, and we're a little bit late today because we were supposed to record on Monday, and the second we were supposed to begin, the sirens went off and we were all having a big storm.
Yeah. Literally, we were supposed to record at 7. I think the sirens went off at like 6:58.
Yeah, exactly. And we're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
But I record in my basement anyway, so that's where I would be anyway. It didn't really matter to me. But Megan, you record in your basement also, but that would mean that your kid would be sitting next to you, which would not probably be great for either of you.
No.
So,
I mean, mostly for the listeners, because they would have to hear Jordan go, what's that? What's that? What are we doing?
Tell us your ghost story, Jordan.
Oh my God. The other day, he came up to me. I was sitting at the table, and he's been all about ghosts, which, like, whatever. But he said to me, he goes, I tell the ghosts, leave me alone. And I said, good job. You should tell the ghosts to leave you alone. I said, they don't mean you any harm.
I hope not.
So, well, I think he's seen my daughter from the one that Zoe told me about, the one that hangs out.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie. He's seen Rosie. Because I did leave some books out in her room, in his room, and toys for her to play with. So he might be seeing her. So I just said, just leave them be. Yeah.
Did we ever tell everybody that you figured out that's who the little girl that was attached to? I don't know that we ever told everybody that.
Wasn't it in the Zoe episode?
I don't know if it
was.
Oh, that's right. It was when she did my tarot reading.
Yeah, and I didn't think you wanted to talk about it on the show, so we never really brought it up. But I think that you may have alluded to it in more
recent ones. I think we've talked
about
it a little bit, maybe not outrightly like that. But
yeah, I don't think we actually. But anyway, so the little girl that Jenny saw and Zoe saw.
And they thought was a future daughter of mine. Yeah.
No,
which so was not was actually a daughter I had in a past life.
Mm-hmm.
And she also told me that Jordan was mine in a past life too. Mm-hmm. And so Rosie died when she was about, I think she said 10.
Mm.
And she said, I died when the river next to my village, the dam broke and I drowned. And I was like, I wonder if that's why I'm terrified of drowning, because of all the ways to die, drowning has always terrified me the most, so much so that I bought one of those things that you put in your car that can break a window. And then on the other side of it, there's a knife to cut seatbelts.
Yep. Well, that's just smart to have those.
Yeah. It is. And I bought one. And of course, driving over bridges, I start like being afraid, like, what if I go in the car and I can't get Jordan out? And it just.
Yeah.
spirals. But so yes, Rosie is the little girl who, and she stays with me because she wants to be by me. And so I talk to her and I'll say, I hope you had a good day, Rosie. And how are you, Rosie? And so she's just, she hangs out and she's
so
just
in
kind
the
of being around me.
In the past life where you died in a drowning, was that when you were Rosie's mom? Was that same life?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Rosie and Jordan. And I think Jordan, his name, I believe she said was Jacob. And he died as a, he died of an allergic reaction.
Oh.
Which is very interesting because he's
allergic
to peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Where was this? Did she say, was it in the US? Was it?
She didn't say. And I didn't really ask because I was like processing everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I reached out to her. Cause we, I mean, you guys know we chat, we all chat with Zoe in our own.
Yeah.
It, both as a whole and individually.
We have a group chat with her and then we also individually talk to her sometimes.
So I'm sure she would. I know she told me that she had a past life where she was buried alive.
Yeah. Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. God. That must have been a long time ago when they had
she,
those,
yeah.
before they had the little bells that
They
would ring
invented a bell.
outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh
she
God.
said that's why she's really, she doesn't like any kind of mud or dirt, and I'm like, I do not blame you.
Isn't that crazy that that sticks with us from one life to another?
I
mine
mean,
must have been fire because that's what I'm scared
oh
of.
Yeah, I am like just irrationally afraid of drowning to the point like if I found out I was gonna be drowned, I'd probably kill myself some other way first if I could,
Except that it's supposedly the most peaceful way to go.
Until once you're knocked out, but
yeah.
For the first 2 minutes it takes you to become unconscious. No. Oh,
I imagine the panic of not of feeling like you're trapped. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop talking about that.
Yeah. Anyways, how's everybody else?
I'm good. I did want to tell you this wasn't on my sheet because I printed this out 2 days ago. But this morning, I had a dream that Greg and I were driving the car. He was driving and he drove us into a concrete wall.
Gregory.
Just very fast. He wasn't mad or anything. He was trying to get around like a construction site or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned the wrong way. Instead of going this way around the signs, he went this way. And we hit like the base of a bridge going over the freeway.
Yeah.
And I saw it coming right at me. And in my dream, I went, oh my God, I hope this is a dream. And my eyes were closed. And I opened my eyes hoping to see my room. And I saw the concrete and the broken glass. And I really thought I was dead. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly woke up for real.
Oh my God.
It was super
Zoe,
weird.
what does that mean?
It was super weird.
Zoe, I'm looking at you. I'm not, because you're not here. But
we're thinking of you.
We're thinking of you.
Yeah, I should I should
you
text
should
her.
Send her. I send her my dreams all the time. I'm
I
like,
know
Zoe, buckle up for this dream. And she's like, she's probably like, can she stop sending me her stuff? But in her really adorable accent.
Yeah.
That I won't even try to do because
I
I'll just butcher it.
I can't try. She's so cute.
Anyway, yeah. AP, you've been very quiet. Are we just talking over you or are you just.
There wasn't a spot to interject. So I just kept. I was like, I'll just nod along. They're going just fine. It's kind of like a tennis match.
Yeah.
Only well,
you guys
know,
are watching
lots of rackets swinging without a ball going around. I mean,
I'm off in the
more
corner.
Like tetherball.
I'm off in the corner looking for my shoes and
yep.
It's a mess. If you guys are watching the YouTube video, AP is probably just like watching us volley back and forth.
Now, dream wise, interesting. I've had several dreams with different houses and different things going on in the houses or a cabin or anything. And I listened to our friend Dawn today on her show. And
hi, Dawn.
She
Dawn
said,
McLean episode. I can't remember what.
Yeah. She said houses are you. So there's something about you, like different things with you in them. And I've had a few interesting ones with a lot of houses with rooms that people didn't know. Like we bought a new house and we go into this room. It's like people didn't know it was there. And there was all these like just this hidden oasis of a room with all of this furniture and stuff. And it's like, why didn't anybody know it was here? And then there's this whole like process of picking bedrooms and different things that have gone on. So I've had several of those dreams. And then one I had with somebody in it that I don't particularly like this person. but bitch. They were in my dream and we were at the bottom of like, there was a driveway and it was like a cabin and there was a whole bunch of us staying there. And she had a stroller, like one of those old buggy style strollers with, I think, but it was like a double decker kind of thing.
Maybe she had twins.
And I had been asking anybody who wanted to go for a walk and nobody wanted to go for a walk except for her. And then we had like, I don't remember what our conversation was about, but I woke up going, I really can't stand her in real life though. Like, why am I dreaming of this person? Hmm. So yeah.
Maybe the houses with all the rooms in it reminds me of when we were talking to Erica and she talked about the hotel.
The hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's
so
the
cool.
Maybe the rooms represent different lives you've lived.
Yeah.
Could be. I wish it would all be the same damn house then, because I have so many, but the dreams are always houses with rooms, like hidden rooms that the last people forgot about or didn't know about. And that is something that I always discover.
So I have those a lot. So,
didn't you have a dream recently where someone was yelling at you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, I had that where it sounded like it was right in my...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right behind my eyeballs. It sounded like somebody mm-hmm. yelled at me. Mm-hmm. That was last weekend. And then I had the next day, I remember I woke up. I didn't text you ladies this, but so that was Saturday. I laid down to take just a little nap. I was a little tired. And it felt like it was right behind my eyes. I just heard Amy, but it was like a male voice with an accent and I couldn't place it. Yeah. I was like, what do you want? Like, just tell me what is it that you want here? And then the next morning when I got up, I opened my bedroom door and let the two dogs that were in with me out. And I swear I heard my mom say something upstairs. I couldn't make out what it was, but I walked out and I said, what? And then there was nothing. Mm-hmm. And when I got upstairs, ooh, she was just sitting at the table reading her newspaper.
No mimic. Get away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's scary.
I didn't think of it as a mimic. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't get that. I was just like, oh, it was obviously just sounded like mom's voice. It was somebody. So
weird.
Mm-hmm. I was on Zoom yesterday with my coworker and I got a strong ringing in my right ear.
Mm.
And I said, I even was on the call with her and I said, who's trying to get a hold of me? I said, what do you need? Can you contact me another way? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Luckily she's like on the same level as this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would have been like, fuck. My mm-hmm. other coworker Megan's gave lost me, it. Guys, I'm so sorry. I haven't even had any coffee all day, except, well, I did this morning. But anyways, my coworker gave me a stick of selenite with my chakras on it.
Oh.
And she also gave me a piece of Paolo wood to burn.
Mm. Oh.
So I need to burn that around my area. I can't believe I forgot to text you guys that. I'm the worst.
I noticed you put in the notes that you had a story about a gift. Is that what that is?
Yes. Okay. So she, yeah, my coworker is amazing. And she's very much into like the chakras and the spirit mm-hmm. and the signs and all of that, which is wonderful. And she was so sweet because she's like, you guys, meaning my coworker, my other coworker, myself, she's like, you guys are the first people I feel like I can be myself with and like talk about this stuff. Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, talk away. Like we are in that area. But yeah, she gave me a big thick stick of selenite and it has all the chakras on it and each chakra has a bead. Big pointy stick of selenite. And then yeah, I've got to burn the Palo wood.
Yeah.
P-A-L-O.
Yeah, I had some Palo Santo incense.
That's what it is. Yes, yeah. Palo Santo. Thank mm-hmm. you.
It's really nice. It's a really nice scent. I like it.
It smells really good. Like mm-hmm. I keep smelling it and I'm like, this is just so delightful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop for a while.
Okay. That's one. I can move one of mine because otherwise we're going to be on here for a long time. AP, why don't you give us one of yours from your list, since Megan and I have been blah, 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 mm-hmm. the whole time.
Well, I mean, I went to the Great Minnesota Get Together mm-hmm. twice,
yes,
Friday and Tuesday. And to go along with this, I put in there, I got this new bug bite zapper.
And I got this right before we went on Friday, because when I was standing out talking with a friend of mine last week, the no-see-ums bit up my feet. And
owie.
I don't know if you've ever tried to wear socks and tennis shoes and walk around for hours on end with bug bites on your feet, but it is just really uncomfortable. So I had somebody tell me about there's new different things that you can use for bug bites. One has like a sucker on the end, so you can try and extract some of that.
I have that one.
So this has both, has that, and then the other thing, which is a hot ceramic plate on the other end. So literally you heat it up to really put, I can't remember what the degree temperature is on it, but it's less than a cup of coffee, but
probably
it's
at least
still
60
hot.
Degrees.
It's a little more than that. it's less than boiling water, but
that's good.
It's just like a little thing. It's a rechargeable. It's just a little like plate, and you heat it up, and you can do a 5 second or a 3 second, and you just press it into the middle of the bug bite.
Does it work?
And it stings at first because it's hot and it's on that histamine aspect. I didn't have a single like thought of itching my feet all day on Friday.
Oh my God. That's
you know,
awesome.
I had to hit them a couple more times over the weekend because bug bites just last.
Yeah.
But I also didn't get on top of these right away. So highly recommend looking for, I just looked up like bug bite zapper. I didn't know what to like, or bug bite, you know, whatever. Found out on Amazon is like $20.
Okay.
So, nice. Awesome.
But really made going to the state fair a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
So just kind of
awesome.
Yeah. Ate and drank my way around the fair, saw a bunch of stuff. That's really cool. Wanted to see the seed art, but with my mom yesterday, but the line was so freaking long. You know, the lines are getting pretty long there. We were there yesterday. The storms that we had roll through Monday night also lasted till Tuesday morning. And part of the reason why the fair opened late and the park and rides opened even later is because there was a tree that fell down across where the park and rides go and where all the emergency vehicles and all of that happens.
It was a they were wicked. It was like a line of storms that just moved
it was
through.
They said it was a two bow system. So like the first bow came through and hit us hard, and the second bow, winds were clocked at over 70 miles an hour. Like we got 2 inches of rain here out of those two storms.
Yeah.
So and they didn't last long, but they were
doozies while they were here.
Yeah. They were about
we
an
had
hour.
Some of the weirdest skies I've ever seen in my life. It got super dark.
It got like this color reddish orange.
And then it got like yellow green. And
it
then
was like greenish when I looked out.
John said it looked like when he was up in Duluth and there were fires in Canada. It was like a very orange sky.
Yeah.
I've never seen skies like that before.
No, there was, I don't know if I have either. It was just very unique and interesting. Yeah. And fair
and
was
fun. You
got
a pretty ring.
I did. I got a really cute another opal ring. So could be seen as the flower across other symbols. So
I was going to say it looked very Celtic.
It was very simple. And so, and I like simple and I like stones more than I like sparkly jewelry. So it was a good time. So spent the day on Friday with my sister and a friend, and then we met up with my brother, and then I hung out with him for a while and a couple of his friends, and then left, and his friend gave me a ride back to my house because I took park and ride with my sister. So
what was your favorite food that you had at the state fair? And don't say Sweet Martha's cookies.
Oh, fuck Sweet Martha's cookies. I don't like them.
Thank you. I don't either.
I'd rather
they're good. They're chocolate chip cookies.
That's a cookie.
My dad's are so much better. But
What was your favorite that you had?
Actually, I really loved when my mom and I went yesterday and we went to Baba's Hummus.
Oh, I heard that was really good.
They had the Baba Bacon Hummus Bowl, and I love their hummus anyways. It's so smooth and it's so good. This was, you get a bowl of sour cream and onion hummus and then all these toppings with some tater tots and bacon and chives and oils and
You had me at tater tots.
Oh, it was so good. And you got spoons so that you could put it onto the pitas and whatnot. Well, when you ran out of pitas, we just still ate it with the spoon. It was hands down probably the best deal.
Nice.
Like, definitely not something you want to eat by yourself. It was great to share. So they're always on my list in the future now.
Nice.
Was that a new one at the state fair?
That was their new food this year, but they've been at the Got state it. Fair the last oh, few years.
Okay. Got it.
But then one of the, so they have a cute little Airstream trailer. There was another cute little Airstream. It's in the north end, the Northwoods end, towards the hangar. They had another place there that's called the Summer Lakes Beverages. So they do non-alcoholic, but it's like the bootlegger beverage and stuff.
Sure.
And they had a temporary shelter there that they put together every year, but it's wood. And you can see exactly where the seams were is where the winds took it down. So really? It was not running.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a good time. Glad to be.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, enjoy it, but also glad not to stand in all the long lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how people went Saturday and Sunday when it was like 8 billion degrees. God, it was
so stinking hot.
Other than there was so few people there, but yeah.
Yeah. The state fair is way too people-y for me.
Yeah, it is for
way
me too.
Way too people-y.
There's some food I want to try, so I kind of want to go, but I don't know. I mean, I don't hang out with a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Jordan's dad and stepmom were like, we want to take Jordan. And I'm like, the fuck you are. He's a runner. And
oh, yeah. You need to put him on a leash.
And not with that many people. And I'm already paranoid about him running away and being kidnapped because he's adorable. And
I don't think that's why people kidnap kids. Oh, that's a cute one. I'll take that one.
Yeah, that's why I would kidnap somebody. I struggle, you guys. Amy, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I was just going to say, I would never kidnap children because that seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Plus, you'd have to have a child, and they're a lot of work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They talk a lot.
100%. Never
fucking stop talking.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Me neither.
No, but at least you can have a conversation with you. Like,
I know I have conversations with me all the time.
It's true. You're a delightful conversator.
Conversator.
Hey, it's a word. So we put Jordan in a big boy bed. So we gave him my old bed from when I was 16 that was handmade for me that Mark fucked up and just busted it all because he's a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. But we gave him that. And so when we put him in there, we took the baby monitor out. And I'm really struggling with it because that's how I would make sure that he hadn't been kidnapped in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Like I would wake up multiple times and just roll over and check because I'm weird. And when I open his window, I have a big 2x4 that I put in his window to make sure that people can't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to take the monitor out, and I've only gotten up once the last 3 nights to check on him, and he's been in there every time. But
have you talked to anybody about your anxiety around this? Because I mean, I get that there's some anxiety, but that seems like really, really high.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. No, I haven't. I should. Yeah, it's not good. I told John, like, I'm like, how am I supposed to know if he has not been kidnapped now? Like, what are you doing? I don't like his window open at night.
Were you kidnapped as a child? Like, where is this?
I almost was, but I was not. Some guy pulled up when I was 5 walking home from kindergarten, and he reached over to open the door to have me get in his car. And I turned and I ran and I screamed all the way to my mom's
good
house.
For you. Good.
And the police came, and I sat on my mom's lap, and they had a bunch of pictures out, and I was looking at these pictures to see who it was. I can still see him in my mind, like crystal clear. But I didn't see who it was, but I was almost kidnapped. So maybe that's where it stems from.
Maybe it is.
There's some childhood trauma that you're pulling forward into your adulthood that it may be healthy to talk with somebody about. Just not giving any medical advice, just as a friend to a friend, that you may be able to sleep a little bit better.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There's a high possibility. He loves his big boy bed. He thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. And he's just been living his bed. He looks so small in it, though, you guys.
I bet.
Like, well, yeah. Because
it's a full size bed. Yeah. And he's little. Yeah,
he's just a little guy.
He's a little dude.
That's how I want to feel in my bed.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Like, I want a bed that I look little in.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that I can like stretch and I still can't touch both sides.
I have a California king and John and I sleep separately, so I can do that.
Yeah, nice.
It's
I have a king, but I can do that most of the time, but I hit dogs in the way.
True.
Which is fine.
It's
fine.
Yeah. Dogs are delightful.
Yeah.
When they're other people's dogs.
Right. That's how I feel about kids. Mm-hmm. I also wake up in the middle of the night to make sure that Vivi is there. So, but that's because somebody that I live with tends to let her out and forget to let her back in. And
she is
it's not Amy, it's
Fozzie.
Yeah, it's somebody it's definitely who lives Fozzie. In my house.
Oh, Fozzie, that blind guy.
Blind, deaf.
Yeah. He can hear a little. Like if you clap real loud, he can hear, like he's like, what was that? Or like while he's sleeping and I'm getting ready to open the door and let everybody out, Vivi goes running over and she gets very excited when it's time to go outside. So she gets by the door and starts screaming. And he'll hear that and he'll kind of wake up. But he's pretty deaf.
She's going to claim that's why she does that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for Fozzie, Amy, I really wish you'd appreciate that more.
Mom, don't yell at me to stop barking. I'm doing it for Fozzie.
I'm waking up Fozzie so he knows it's time to go potty. Yeah.
Only she's definitely got a much more posh accent. Like posh valley girl.
That's true. Yeah, I can see that.
And she's judging everybody.
Everything.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Are you really going to wear that today?
Oh yeah. God, I love how you can just pull off anything. I would never wear that color, and neither would most people, but you.
But you look at you, brave. How brave.
That is brave. Such an interesting choice.
Yes. Interesting
well,
choice.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Grace. Seeing as we're out talking about dogs, one thing I wanted to mention is Gracie. My Gracie got a little diagnosis last week.
Is she okay?
She's fine. She has hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty common.
So, she is like 13. So,
she does not act 13.
She
acts 2.
I know. And the vet even is like, yeah, there's no way she's that old. I'm like, I have a picture of her from 13 years ago. So she's at least 13. She was a baby when we got her. So not a baby, but puppy. So anyway, I wanted to mention that. And I did, in case anybody was interested in, anybody listening is interested in the symptoms are fatigue, weight gain, excessive shedding, dull attitude, loss or thinning of fur, reduced activity, and reduced ability to tolerate the cold. Well, I don't know about the cold because it's been hotter and shit, but, Gracie has none of those things except for excessive shedding.
Really?
So
how did they, did you bring her in for anything?
She had her annual and they did a senior
blood
panel.
Work.
Yep. They ran her blood work and we hadn't done it for a couple of years. And so I almost said no, because it's very expensive.
Yes.
And we had her and Digby in at the same time and they both had their blood work done and Digby's fine. Everything's great on him. And then she called back with Gracie's senior panel and her thyroid was low.
Mm-hmm.
Her thyroid is not producing whatever it is that it needs to produce. Or enough of it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
And it's part of the endocrine system, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. It just says it doesn't produce enough thyroid hormone. I don't know why you can't tell me what that hormone is called. But then they gave her medication and the medication is called thyroid. I'm like, that's not what the medication is. I don't know what the medication is. I looked it up and it did say it's synthetic thyroid hormone called levothyroxine.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now that I'm thinking of it, I think Pitocin is what they use to induce labor.
It is. I was waiting for you to get there. It's not that. No.
It's not Pitocin.
No.
I got there. It just took me a while.
I was just waiting for you.
I know you were. I just took the scenic route through the woods. Stop to pick the flowers. Speaking of kids, I pushed mine off of the steps this week. And
you didn't do it on purpose. That makes it sound like you
purposely
did
it. No, I did it. Okay. So the way it's okay. So when I go to work,
do a picture this.
Scene. Yeah. Picture it.
Picture it.
Minnesota, 2024. We're leaving our house and I have a big computer bag and then a big lunch box that I put over my shoulder. And our steps are narrow. Okay. And there's like a 2.5 to 3 foot, you know, drop.
It's kind of like an old 1950s style.
It is. 1954 yep. is when our house was built.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I know that is because that's what my grandpa fell off of. Oh, my grandpa Piersack, and that's yeah. how he died.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, he was I'm a little sorry. Older than Jordan. So.
A little bit.
Yeah.
At least 5 years older.
It was, 24 years ago. Huh? Yep.
Mm. Yep. Well, now I feel bad.
Anyway, so what were you doing?
It so happens. we were knocked leaving, and so I was pulling our door shut, and there's a screen door, and I turned to close the door, and I looked down, and Jordan is face down on the ground, just not moving, and I'm like, oh my, and his arms were like, it was like this, and I'm like, and he started crying, and he stood up, and I fully expected like teeth. Blood everywhere, no blood. He had a big scrape on his hand and a scrape on his leg, but he just screamed, "Mama, be nice. I want you to be nice." And of course, I'm like, I already feel like a shit person. Right. Like, and this was on Monday when it was hotter than balls.
Yeah.
So I'm sweating, like, just.
Mm-hmm.
What did you hit him with? The door?
My
or
lunch
your
bag.
Oh.
My lunch bag. Yeah. And just boop, off he went.
You need to teach him to not catch this with this face. Like,
yeah. Well, that's why he had scraped his hand, because he went like this. So, dear listeners, if you're sitting there going, gosh, am I a good mom today? I want you to question and just say, did I knock my toddler off of steps onto cement? And if you haven't, you're doing okay.
You're doing okay.
And he's found handcuffs that I got for my bachelorette party and loves them.
Are they furry?
Yeah, like, they were. We took the fur off.
Oh.
He played with them on Sunday for 4 hours straight, just arresting everything. Mm. So on Monday, he kept arresting me. And he would say, you're in arrest. And I say, what for? And he said, you were naughty. And I'm like, oh, God, kid, just salt in the wound.
You pushed me off the steps.
He can kind of joke about it, it sounds like. So
yeah. Yeah.
He'll uncover this later in you know, childhood
therapy.
Trauma therapy.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to go to therapy, I need to give him something to talk about.
That's
but
right.
You know what? You know, here's the thing, though. If you escape childhood without at least some falls and scrapes and mm-hmm. anything, did you really have a childhood?
Yeah. Right. He's already got scars from falling off his bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's I have one.
Do it.
Yeah.
I got one on my knee that's still there from I could have been 5 or 6, and we used to ice skate on our blankets in the kitchen, and the old kitchen,
oh sure,
the linoleum floor used to mm-hmm. when it met up with the carpet, there was a ridge, there used to be a border that would go between mm-hmm. the two mm-hmm. that
was it
a
like
metal mm-hmm. ridge.
Yep,
I slipped and fell right on that, split my knee right open.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dear listeners, remind you that my mom is a nurse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she is.
So, I don't know about the rest of you, but the sympathy is kind of low when you have a nurse for a mom.
She's so like, is your leg
shake
off?
It off?
No,
it was,
you're fine.
I was like, oh, come on. Let's go to the bathroom. I remember sitting on the toilet, and I don't know if it was her or my dad. Well, we're going to have to get the rubbing alcohol out. Not bad.
No.
Well, you had to clean it up. Yeah, I mean, we used a little of the hydrogen peroxide too, but it's like, okay, this is going to sting a little bit, but
a little bit.
It's fine. Here's a lot of it. I'm going to say, here's the thing again. But my sister now, like when we got to college, when we would get raspberries from soccer, which is like sliding on your thigh mm-hmm. and you get scrapes up your leg, we would just go in, and our trainer Stump was his name, and he'd be like, don't, because we would just grab the rubbing alcohol and clean. Oh. And he's like, don't do that. And we would do it, and we hardly react. And he goes, oh, God, you girls are so much tougher than the football players.
That's a fact.
You're like, that's because we had that put to us from our mother since we were mm-hmm. little.
Yeah. You should have been like, our mom's a nurse. And he would have been like,
yeah,
gotcha.
He kind of did get it.
Say no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to save a couple of mine, but yes. I do want to talk about this book that I'm reading.
Okay.
Because I've already talked to both of you about it separately, but I want to tell mm-hmm. everybody else. This is the cover. It's called Here Lies a Vengeful Bitch. And nice. The author
it's my
is
autobiography.
Cody. Yeah. The author is Cody Crowley, and I found her on TikTok. She is adorable, and she, here's a picture of her.
I love her.
Yeah, isn't she great? And so she was talking about how she had a book coming out, so I got it. And it is, I'm almost done. And I won't spoil anything, but I will say, if you liked the TV show School Spirits, like we all did, you would like it.
Please go watch that show, everybody. So it is,
I'm
going to
watch it again. Yeah.
It is so, the end, I did not see coming.
I did not either.
And it started off on Paramount or Prime, one of those two. And then it went to Netflix. So after it had been out for like 6 months, then it went over to that. Because I remember seeing it on, I think it was Prime. I remember seeing it and being like, I should watch this. And then Amy, when you mentioned it again, that's when I went back to it.
Yeah. It's very good. And they're doing their School Spirits is recording. They don't call it that. Filming their next season right now. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a while before it comes out. Mm-hmm. But I love that show. But anyway, the book is really good. I highly recommend it. If either one of you want to borrow my copy, I actually have a meat book hardcover. You can borrow
mine.
Do you
just smell it? Because when I just smell books,
I do love the smell of books. I really do. Most of the books I get are on Kindle, but I do really like to have an actual book in my hand too sometimes.
Well, I can just share my recommendations and not talk much about them, but highly suggest you go and find Good Girl's Guide to Murder on Netflix. Six episodes. Yep.
Started it today.
Six episodes, and Ghosted, which is a movie on Netflix, and it is with Chris Evans and Ana de Armas, and it's pretty damn funny. And there's definitely a lot of cameos from people from the Marvel universe that come in.
Nice. Cool. Well, isn't Chris Evans in the Marvel universe?
Yeah, that's why.
Is he Captain America, right?
He was Captain America, yes. But you see some of those other characters come in and they're playing hitmen that don't last very long. And it's hilarious. There's a lot of people dying, just so you know.
Okay.
But Good Girl's Guide to Murder is also with the girl from, she was the roommate in Wednesday.
Yeah, she's adorable. Yeah.
The werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Evan. Yes.
Watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I started it
today.
That's
all I got.
Okay. The only thing I want to do left here is we have been very remiss in doing our Alanisms.
We're so sorry, Alan.
And I wanted to do that, so we're gonna bring that back for the sideshows. It looks like Amy just froze.
Someone get her a blanket.
I'm here.
You froze, and then I saw you holding your glass up, and then it was down. It was weird. Okay.
Maybe anyway. She was taking a really long drink.
No, it just said my network is unstable, but who isn't? Oh,
yeah.
Who is stable in this day and age? It's 2024.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Alanism. It is time for an Alanism.
It's time for an Alanism.
And as you probably heard last week when we talked to Zoe, she noted that my dad is still a part of the show and he walks around in the background. Sometimes he's probably walking around right now. And it could be causing some of our tech issues, just to be funny. So I just wanted to go back to doing these. And I have one picked out for today that I think goes with some of the things we've been talking about, not necessarily tonight, but in the last few times. And I will give you a little, those of you who are new here or don't remember Alanisms or whatever, I'll give you a little background. My dad, Alan, passed away in 2019. He was an old TV radio guy and he loved the spotlight. And as he aged, his mind faltered and he started saying some really odd and hilarious things. And luckily my stepmom, Jackie, wrote them all down. So occasionally we read one of these. We're not making fun of him.
No.
Don't think that. He loved having these read back to him when he was alive, and he would always say, what did I mean by that? trust me, he's happy to be a part of the show. So
if you don't know Alan, how are we supposed to know for you? Right. We love Alan. We would never make fun of him. He's a gem.
By the way, you notice that you said that sometimes he causes tech problems, we think.
Yeah.
And right before that, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, Amy's.
He probably was just really excited. We were going to talk about it.
He always messes with my internet.
It's in
or my camera.
The wrong Amy, Dad.
Alan.
Mine still goes funny over here.
Yeah, it does.
Once in a while. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here it is. Today's Alanism. Okay. How time doth warpy things with mine own mind.
True. Yeah.
Yep.
Alan was wise beyond his years.
Yeah. Because, you know, we were talking about how, like, 2019 feels like 5 years ago, but 2020 feels like 10 years ago.
Yes.
Because of the pandemic. Yeah.
2020 and 2008 lasted...
was 4 years ago.
Yes. And 1990 was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will fight anybody.
Yeah.
Who says otherwise? I will fight you.
Yeah.
That was me fighting.
All right, Megan, do you want to do the sign off?
Yes, I do. Next week, we will be talking to the Dead Files client from an episode we recently covered called The Devil's Triangle. It was from season 11 and is around episode 9, depending on where you watch the show. This is the one in the tattoo parlor where the clients were two women and the husband of one of them. The woman is named Diane, and she's the one we spoke to. Lots have changed since that episode aired in September of 2019, including a minor thing called a pandemic. You might remember it.
What?
So we'll be really interested to hear how the parlor managed that, among other things. So please join us next time. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.
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 The TAC Sideshow episodes are, well, the sideshow to our main event, The Activity Continues, where we recap episodes of the Dead Files TV show. Since we spend a lot of time going off the rails anyway, we thought we'd just release these parts separately for those who like hearing friends chat about any and every topic, sometimes paranormal, sometimes not. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you next week. Hi, friends. Do us and yourselves a favor and check out our affiliate, Three Spirit Drinks. They create plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs that are cruelty-free and vegan, and they are designed to give you some of the benefits of alcohol without the hangover and other side effects. If you're looking to cut down on alcohol but still want the buzz, check them out. The link is us.threespiritdrinks.com and use the promo code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES for 15% off your entire order.